Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Ron Cook headed down the home stretch today. The time is 1:28. It is brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling. Visit APHVAC.com. We're due to be joined momentarily by my pal Steve Simmons from the Toronto Sun, talking a little hockey with the Penguins headed north here. And just about, July 26th, they go there. They're going to play an exhibition game against the Philadelphia Flyers in the bubble, and then start August 1st against Montreal in the play-in round. I'm joined now by a good pal and one of the best columnists. I can't say in the country because he's in Canada, but how about if I say one of the best columnists in North America, Steve Simmons. Steve, how are you today, my friend?
I am well. That's very nice of you to say, Ron.
Well, I mean it sincerely. You are terrific. Steve, tell me about the bubble in Canada. Where is it going to be? What's the setup going to be like? And how does Toronto feel about having hockey back there?
I think Toronto feels pretty excited about having hockey back. I'm not sure anyone really cares that it happens to be here. I think people just want to see it. So it's a question of where it is. It's funny how they've set it up. They have the teams with the better records in the A hotel, and they have the teams like have lower records in the B hotel. And so, you know, I think the Penguins are in the first group, and they're at a place called the Hotel X, which is a beautiful new hotel in Toronto. Unfortunately, it's on the Canadian National Exhibition grounds, so it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But it's a lovely hotel. If you're gonna be isolated anywhere, that's a pretty good place to be isolated. And I think, you know, one of the practice arenas is going to be where the AHL Marlies play, and that's right on the grounds too. So they'll be able probably to walk to that. And I don't know what other things they necessarily, like the NBA's got all that, it's like summer camp, the way they have it set up. And I think the NHL will have similar kind of activities available for people. But, you know, the hard part's going to be, you know, getting in there, staying in there, being healthy, you know, getting tested and go from there.
Yeah, I wonder why the NHL, you know, they're not doing the quarantine now during these 2 weeks of camp. And they are going to, you know, be in the bubble in Toronto. I've been told the NHL, this is the period where they're most concerned. And we've already seen 9 Penguins not at practice yet, missing the first 3 days, including Patrick Hornquist. And they said just an overabundance of caution. They're afraid that these guys might have been exposed to secondary level of COVID. I'm wondering why the NHL didn't start to quarantine back here with each team in its city, Steve.
Well, the problem you have is if you start the quarantine, you still have to cross the border, which is not open to non-Canadians. So if you're an American, if you're a European, if you're from whatever country, and you don't, the laws don't apply to you the same way. So they've got special government dispensation. You know, they're going to come in. There's a testing protocol that the government has approved. And they're going to come in, and they're going to go immediately from, you know, their charter flights immediately to their hotel, immediately to testing, immediately probably some kind of quarantine like they do at the NBA bubble. and then go from there. And so, you know, having, you know, problems now is a whole lot better than having problems once you get inside. And once you get inside.
Yeah, well, my point is, Steve, though, why aren't they quarantined in Pittsburgh right now or Philadelphia? Or because they're still free to come and go home to their families after these training camp practices. That's what I don't get.
I'm surprised by that because I think the Maple Leafs have kind of kept their group together. And, you know, they've been pretty good about, you know, having everybody together. The only player they've had a test problem with was Austin Matthews, and he was in Arizona. And so it's been, you know, pretty smooth running here so far. And I guess if I was the NHL, I would have done what you said. I would have put everybody into a form of quarantine to start. I would have started my testing protocols already. I would have, like, you're going to have Montreal playing Pittsburgh in this opening best of five. You know, it might end up last man standing. The way the Penguins and the Canadiens are going through, you know, COVID tests right now. And we heard today, I don't know what happened, but David Pastrnak was supposed to be on the ice in Boston and supposed to be doing a Zoom interview post practice, and he didn't wind up on the ice or in the interview. So, who knows? As soon as you hear someone's not at practice or someone, you know, isn't here today, you know, what's the first thing you think of?
Absolutely.
And this is why I find the NHL's policy of not announcing anything to be, it's just head in the sand to me. It's like, you know, Gary Bettman is the giraffe in this one, and he's just decided, I'm not going to hear anything. I don't want to know anything. I'm going to stick my head in the sand and hope this all goes away. I think the better thing to do is, you know what? Pastrnak's not here today because he has X, Y, or Z, you know, or if it's the case, you know, COVID, say it and move on from there. It's not. Do you remember Brighton Beach memoirs from years ago written by Neil Simon?
I do.
And they, every time they mentioned the word cancer, they whispered it. They never said it. They always had whispered cancer. Well, I think it's like that. The NHL is like that with COVID. They don't want to acknowledge the word. They just whisper it and hope it goes away. And I think this is a back to the future approach. I mean, the greatest personal story in NHL history is right in your town. Mario Lemieux coming back from cancer and dominating the NHL. If we're dealing with Gary Bettman's NHL in those days, guess what? We don't know the story. Mario just would have been not fit to play.
Upper body injury.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Steve, do you think this is going to come off? Or, I mean, what's your confidence level with this? I know they can start. What is your confidence level of them actually finishing?
It's pretty high because they seem to have most of their ducks in a row once they get inside the bubble. And I think, you know, I have a sense that this is going to take place. And I have a sense the NHL is almost going to make sure it takes place. They need that money. Like, we're talking about, in Canadian dollars, about $500 million difference in revenue if they play or don't play. That's a lot of money to the owners of the NHL. And if you go team by team, there's teams that can't afford that kind of revenue not coming in. And so I have this thing where I'm going to see Gary Bettman passing out the Stanley Cup, whether he has to walk over six guys lying on the floor with breathing problems to get to the ice. Like, you know, that's how desperate they are to get this in here. And I think their desperation and intelligence from enough of the operators that I have faith in to do it right and to stay inside, although we're already seeing problems in the NBA bubble. You know, girls are being invited in and players are leaving accidentally and guys are ordering food. You know, there's just things that shouldn't be happening. You know, I hope that once, you know, the NHL people get into Toronto where COVID cases are really down, you know, we hardly have any anymore, you know, that they stay in their situation and they stay healthy.
Steve, quickly, the people here think the Penguins have a real shot. Obviously, getting Jake Guentzel back, a 40-goal man, and there's less wear and tear on Crosby and Malkin and Letang. Do you think people here are right to feel good about the Penguins' chances?
I think you can look at about six teams, because here's what we don't know. We don't know how anyone's going to, be playing off the start. We don't know what kind of momentum they're going to carry from their camp into playing real games. And we don't know how these first round best of fives are going to go. And there's so many factors involved that if you go back to the beginning of this season, go back to last October, the best team at the end of the first month in the season was the Buffalo Sabres. And they're not in the playoffs. They're not even in this tournament. So we have no idea what's going to happen, whether goalies are going to have their games, whether they're going to be sharp, whether your hot guys are going to be hot guys. This isn't like ending a season and saying, oh, yeah, that's a contending team. So you look at Pittsburgh, and they have Crosby and Malkin and everything else. You look at what Washington has, and you look at Boston, and you look at the usual suspects. And I think any of them can win. And I think one thing that the East is better, in my mind, the East is better than the West. So whoever gets through the East should be the favorite to win the Cup.
How about Toronto? You give them any chance? I was a much younger man when they won the last time. What was it, 1967? Are they going to win a title in your lifetime, Steve?
I had to talk my dad into letting me stay up for the third period, who said to me at the time, there'll be lots of Maple Leaf Stanley Cups in your life. Yeah, there hasn't been any since. So I did stay up for the third period. I watched George Armstrong score into the empty net, and then I went to bed.
A long time ago. Steve, are you going to be able to go to these games? We can't. We can't get into Canada to cover them.
Yeah, I heard that. But I heard some people are coming, so they must have got special kind of dispensation or something. I don't know exactly. I'm not sure why you would. If you're getting all the interviews from the same places everybody's getting them, there's some media that will be allowed to be at the game. But to be perfectly honest, I think I'm setting up my office in my television room, and I'm just going to sit and watch on TV and then do the Zoom interviews after the game. Nobody's getting any more, unless you're making phone calls to people or something, any more stuff than that. And so, I'm at the home office in Thornhill, Ontario, and I think that's where I'm going to be watching the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs pretty much every night at home in August.
Steve, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk again real soon. Stay well, okay?
All right.
Stay well,
be well,
my friend.
Everybody stay safe, and please wear your masks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.